As it is recorded in Gospel of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believed in Jesus Christ and received the gifts that God gave to you, that's Jesus Christ. He who has the Son has life. According to 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. He who does not have the Son of God, Jesus Christ, does not have life. 5:13. And I'm writing this to you to let you know that you have eternal life because you have Jesus Christ. So remember that, Jeremy. God loved you so much, He gave you Jesus Christ, the precious gift, eternal life to you. Now, today, you come here. Three portions of the scripture I gave it to you. Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 38, 44, and 65. What God has done? 6:38, Gospel of John. God gave you, Jeremy, to Jesus Christ. God gave you to Jesus Christ. Second, that's it. 38, 44. God I forgot that. Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 38. I'm sorry, verse 37. God gave Jeremy to Jesus Christ. And 44, God draw you. He attracted you to Jesus Christ. And body, and God enable you to come to Jesus Christ. I don't know. You know what? I tell you one thing. If this is the first time you come because your mother tell you, right? Isn't it your mother tell you to come? I don't think you come by on your own accord, right?
Yeah.
It's more because of freedom. God gave you to Jesus Christ. God draw you to Jesus Christ. And God enable you to come to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ said, no one can come to me unless my Father in heaven enable you to come. Unless my Father draw you to come to Jesus, or else you won't come to Jesus. Unless our Heavenly Father gave you to Jesus Christ. There are three things you have to remember. You come. So I'm going to pray. Whatever in your heart, God is going to enable you to receive what you want in your heart. When you receive this kind of blessing, then you know it is not by accident. Because it is good for us to be strengthened by faith, not by anything else. Whatever in your heart, only you know, and God knows. And if he give it to you, then you know that it is God who has given you to Jesus Christ. If God haven't given you to Jesus Christ, you won't be able to come here. I tell you why. Before I come to know Christ, I have the evil spirit to control me. The evil spirit tell me, on Sunday you're so tired, sleep well, don't go to the church. Now that you can come, sacrifice your sleep and come here because God enabled you, God draw you, and God gave you to Jesus Christ. And then when God gave you to Jesus Christ, then you receive Jesus Christ, you receive that gift, you have eternal life. If you have eternal life, whatever you want in your heart, He's going to give it to you. Therefore, portion of the scripture, 6:38, right? Is it 6:38? 6:44? 6:65? And 3:16. Okay, now I go back to it's a special treat for you. You know, there's only four words God gave you, Jesus Christ, and then God gave Jesus Christ to you. God draw you, God enable you. It is not your mother, it is God. You know what happened? Let's say your mother enabled you to come, and then God did not give you the desire of your heart, you will come back. People can come back every Sunday because they experience blessing. And I pray you do the same, to receive blessing that you never tasted before. And that God is invisible God, but He hear our prayer, listen to our quiet conversing, and He can give you the desire of your heart. Okay? Today, talk about put on the full armor of God. The main idea is be strong in the Lord. Secondly, be strong in His mighty power. And thirdly, put on the full armor of God and we will be strong. Why we have to be strong in the Lord? I go back in the end. Know who are your enemy. Before I come to know Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, I'm controlled by the evil spirit. So that's why I do things that is opposing Jesus Christ. Okay, evil spirit is control the life of a disobedient child. But the moment you become obedient child, you listen to God's voice, and you be filled with the Holy Spirit, and He can enable you to come, and He can draw you to come, give you blessing, keep on giving you blessing, keep on drawing you to come close to Jesus. And then He gave you to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, whoever God gave it to me, I will never forsake him. And I will raise him from the dead and give him eternal life. And he will go to heaven. That's all recorded in Gospel of John chapter 6. Thanks God for that. We know that who are our enemy? Okay? The Bible says our enemy is not human being, it's not flesh and blood. Sometimes we share the gospel to our friends, to our children, and to our colleagues, they don't come. The reason why they don't come, because they're still under the control of the evil spirit. Daniel, could you do me a favor? Point out these four Bible verses, okay? So that we know why we don't come, we know why we come. So that you know what you are, so that you know what you are doing. Write down 3:16, Gospel of John. Because God loves us. God not only loves Jerry, God loves everybody. Love Him so much that He gave His one and only Son, and send him to die on the cross, to die for our sins. Whoever believe in that, believe in Jesus Christ, shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's what God has done. God gave Jesus Christ to all of us, because He loved us. Now turn to chapter 6, verse 38. I'm sorry, 37. All serve to the word all. Or must so love the whole world. That's all you right there. The whole world. The whole world that the Father gave Jesus will come to me. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive him away. If it is not because of God the Father gave us, to Jesus, we will come to Jesus. I don't care what you say. God has to give us to Jesus. When God gave us to Jesus, we come to Jesus. God did not give us to Jesus, you will come to Jesus. You write that down at all. Who are they? Their name are written in the book of the Lamb of God. If your name wasn't written in heaven, you won't come. You won't come to Jesus. Okay? Now, 6:44. Turn to 6:44. No one can come to Jesus unless the Heavenly Father, God, who sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us, God the Father, draw you to come to Jesus. If God did not draw you, how did God draw you? He gave you grace. He gave you blessing. He strengthened you. He enabled you. He gave all kind of blessing to you. Then you will come. 65. Jesus went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled me. So make sure that you're using this kind of prayer to pray. Now that I bring my child to come to Jesus, will you please enable him to keep on coming so that he can keep on receiving blessing one after another? Right beside enable, you write down 1:16. For the fullness of his grace, we can all receive one blessing after another. The reason why we can keep on coming, even though our friends, even though the evil spirit tells us not to come, we still keep on coming. We still keep on coming because we get the blessing. From the fullness of his grace, we can all receive one blessing after another. That is enablement. That's how he draw us. That's how he attracts us. And that's how he gave us to Jesus Christ. Everybody say?
Amen.
Now, we know that when we preach the gospel, the one who hears the gospel is not our enemy. Paul said that. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. We try to preach the gospel. We try to preach the good news. Even though he didn't listen, he's not your enemy. The reason why he didn't listen, because the evil spirit controlled him. And he wasn't controlled by the Holy Spirit. So we have to be patient. We have to know who's at work in that child, in that person that we disobey. Listen to what Paul said. Our struggle is against the ruler, against the authority, against the power of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realm. From B to E, you write that down. I take that to you. Who is our enemy? You write that in Ephesians, chapter 1. Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 15, all the way to 23. I read that to you. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayer. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your eyes may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. When we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, God gave us so much power to overcome the Satan. That power is the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated Jesus Christ in his right hand in the heavenly realm. That power, Paul said, far above all rule, far above all authority. So in other words, the power that God gave to Jesus Christ, now, when you clothe yourself with Jesus Christ, When you put on the full armor of God, that power, our Heavenly Father given to Jesus Christ, can be given to you. And that power is more powerful than all ruler. Our enemy is against the ruler, but our power is more powerful than the ruler, powerful than the authority, powerful than the power of this dark world, powerful than the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm, because their power is God given to Jesus Christ, now Jesus Christ given it to us. Their power is far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under Jesus' feet and upon Jesus to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in everyone. So brother and sister, when we share the gospel, when we tell the good news, when we fight the good fight, make sure we know who is our enemy. Could you tell me who is our enemy? It's the what? The evil spirit. Okay? So if we fight against the evil spirit is a spiritual being. They don't have flesh and blood. So you don't use cannon, you don't use gun, you don't use sword, right? You use spiritual weapon. Okay, you use spiritual weapon. Okay? Okay, now we go back. I say that 2 weeks ago, Ephraim turned back and don't fight the battle. But Paul said that I fought a good fight. I run the race because I put on the full armor of God. Now he encouraged the saint in Ephesus to do the same. Fight the good fight by putting on the full armor of God. Fight that good fight. When you fight that good fight, you write down 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. The righteous judge Jesus Christ will crown you with a crown of righteousness, and you will reign with Jesus Christ as King. Remember, I mentioned it in Psalm 78. Ephraim is the descendant of Joseph. On the day of battle, he turned back. He didn't fight the good fight. He said, not for me. I don't do it. I don't want to share the gospel. You know what? He lost the kingship. He forsake God, and God forsake him, and give that kingship to the tribe of Judah, to King David. And if King David can get the crown, brother and sister, if King David can get the crown, we can all get the crown. So how can you be sure? I want you to write that down. Second, Samuel chapter 12. Quickly, I'll tell you the story in chapter 12 of 2 Samuel. King David committed two sins. The first sin, he committed adultery with another person's wife. When he impregnated that lady, he didn't want her husband know about that. He killed her husband. So two sins of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments say, you shall not kill. The Ten Commandments said, you shall not commit adultery. Out of the Ten Commandments, he committed two. He against the law, two. And that person, because he's a king, no one dared to tell him, you are the sinner, because you sin against God, you murder people, and you commit adultery. You know what happened? He didn't argue. Okay? When Nathan pointed to him, you are the sinner. And then he said, I have sinned against God. He confessed his sins. He renounced his sins. Okay? And then Nathan said to him, you will be alive. All your sins will be forgiven. You will not die because of that. Because you confess your sin. You know what happened? And later on, he washed his body, he anointed himself, he come to the temple, he worshiped God. And after he worshiped God, you know what the Bible says? He fight a war, he get a crown. 75 pounds of pure gold of crown put on his head. Remember I say to you, he committed two deadly sins. Adulterous and murderer. But he confesses it. He washed his body. Just like we baptized into the name of our Jesus Christ. He anointed with oil and when the Holy Spirit come upon us. And then put on a new clothes. Put on the full armor of God. Enter into the temple and worship God. And lo and behold, when the battlefield comes, he won the fight. He get a crown. 75 pounds of pure gold put on his head. When Paul said that in the New Testament, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, I have fought a good fight. I have run the race, and I have kept my faith. The righteous judge Jesus Christ, he will crown me with the crown of righteousness. Not only crown me with the crown of righteousness, all those people who believe in God and do the same thing that I have done, because Paul followed King David in 2 Samuel of chapter 12. Brother and sister, if we believe in the word of God, you will be upheld. You write that down, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. King Jehoshaphat said to the people of Israel, have faith in the Lord your God, you will be established. You will fall down, you will stand firm. And have faith in his prophet, you will be upheld. When Nathan said to King David, because you sinned against God, you are a sin and partner to him. He didn't give Nathan any excuse. He said, yeah, I am the sinner. Because I was controlled by the evil spirit to do this kind of stuff. I don't want the evil spirit. I was controlled by the evil spirit. I don't want the evil spirit to control me anymore. You know what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2? And Paul said that the reason why people who are disobeying God because of the evil spirit. And then he didn't say, you are filled with the evil spirit. You are controlled by the evil spirit. He said that I was controlled by the evil spirit. Just like King David was controlled by the evil spirit to do this kind of stuff. When we confess it, when we renounce it, we find grace, we find mercy from God. And all our sins are forgiven. And then we fight a good fight for our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to crown you with a crown of righteousness. Not only in the Old Testament teaching, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, also in the New Testament teaching, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. And I know this kind of teaching is correct. Just like Psalm led us to sing this song, if God is for us, who can be against us? And how can you be sure that God is for you? Make sure you hear what he says to you. All your sins are forgiven. How can your sin be forgiven? Daniel, could you help me? 32:5. Write down Psalm 32:5. When someone pointed to you, you are the sinner, you don't argue, You confess it. You acknowledge it. You tell God, this is what I have done. I sinned against you. And I ask you for forgiveness. And the Bible says, all your sin has already been forgiven. You won't die. You have eternal life. Then I acknowledge my sins to God the Father and did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, just like what King David said. I sinned against God, just like what Paul said. I was filled with the evil spirit. I was among them. I'm no better than you. When you acknowledge it, you renounce your sin, you find grace and mercy. King David said that in Psalm 32:5. And his son Solomon say the same thing. You write that right beside 32:5. You write that Proverbs on the 8:13. When you try to cover up your sin, you don't acknowledge it, you will not be prosperous. God will not give you the desire of your heart. When you acknowledge it, you humble yourself, and God is going to give you grace. You have to renounce it, you have to confess it, and renounce it, say, this is what I've done, I don't want to do it again. So help me God. And God say, you will receive mercy because you humble yourself before God. Brother and sister, I want to make sure you hear that good news. I don't care what have you done before. All you need, I want to turn back. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, please turn to 2 Samuel. Chapter 12. When Nathan pointed out to King David, and you are that sinner, 12:7, Nathan said to King David, you are the man, you are the sinner. And then 13, King David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. He acknowledged his sin. He did not cover it up. He didn't give all kinds of excuse. Then Nathan replied, the Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. You are not going to die. Because the Lord has taken away your sin. It's all because of this incident, because of the acknowledgement of his sin, and God forgave his sin. And then, later on, when King David go to the temple, just like now, we go to the church and worship God. He was walking. King David got up from the ground after he had washed, just like we have been baptized in our Lord Jesus Christ, put on the lotion, anointed, just like we have anointed with the Holy Spirit, and changed his clothes, put on the full armor of God, clothed with Jesus Christ, our Lord. I read that again. David got up from the ground after he has washed, after he has put on lotion, after he has changed his clothes, he went into the house of the Lord. Went into the house of the Lord and worshiped God. Had a new beginning. And then he fighted with God. Verse 29, so they mustered the entire enemy and fought the good fight, went to wrap up and attacked and captured. He took the crown from the head of their king. The weight was a talent of gold. Talent of gold is 75 pounds of gold. And it was set with precious stone. And it was placed on David's head. I wanted to turn to 2 Timothy. What I just told you is not a fairy story. What I told you is the Word of God. Chapter 4, 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. For I have already been poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. Before Apostle Paul departed this world, before he died, he said to us, and he said to God the Father, he said to the Lord Jesus Christ who sent him, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness. Right beside the crown of righteousness, you write down 2 Samuel, chapter 12. What's the Bible verses? Good. Right? 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 13. You write that down. If King David can deceive it like that, if Paul can deceive it too, the crown of righteousness, which is the Lord the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all circle of the world, all, including you and me, who have longed for his appearing. Father and sister, make sure we remember that. Fight a good fight is very, very important. Fight a good fight is after 4 things. Number 1, you get up. Wash yourself. Put on lotion. Change your clothes. Enter into the temple of God and worship God. Does it make sense? You are a believer. You baptize into Jesus Christ. You wash yourself. You are a believer. You change your clothes. You put on a lotion. Right beside put on a lotion, you write anointed with the Holy Spirit. Anointed with the Holy Spirit. It's a fragrant Holy Spirit. Put on the lotion. And change the clothes. You write that. Clothe yourself with our Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the full armor of God. Then you're ready to enter into the temple of God and worship Him. After you worship Him, you fight a good fight. And you win the battle. Okay. Now, how about stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist? I want you to write that down. All that I mentioned to you, Old Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 12, New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, these are the truth. All this truth can draw you to Jesus. All this truth can enable you to come to Jesus. All this truth that God has already given you to Jesus Christ. That are the truth. It's not my saying. This is Jesus saying. And Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the light. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And that's the truth. When you fight the fight, the first thing you have to have the truth. You know the truth, that truth is like a bell. You know, I have one friend in New York. He's a chemical engineer, and he built his own house. And you know, his arm is bigger than my leg. Okay. He boasts about that. And one day he lift up heavy stuff. He get hernias. Okay. When you do work, especially the work of God, you don't use your own strength, because your enemy is not the flesh and blood. The enemy is the ruler, authority, dark power, evil spirit. You need Jesus Christ to be with you to fight the truth. That is the truth. The truth is just like a belt. If you need any heavy weight, you don't want to have any hernias, you make sure you have a belt to tie around it. All the movers who move your house, they have a belt. You understand? To protect them. When you do the work of the Lord, make sure that you have the belt of truth buckled around your waist so that you are able to do it. And you won't fail. Everybody say? And second, righteousness. Put on the righteousness of shield of righteousness. Okay? Breastplate of righteousness in place. And I want to explain to you what is that righteousness mean. You write that down. This righteousness is not my righteousness. This righteousness is Jesus' righteousness. Could you write that down? If it's your righteousness, the Bible won't say in point number 3, put on the full armor of God. That is the full armor of God that's God given it to you. It's not from you. It's not your righteousness. You write that down. This is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. When you write that down, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, right beside the righteousness in here, you write down 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Listen to me, what the Bible says. It is because of the Father, you write it down. It is because of the Father God who is in heaven that you are in Christ. It is because of God the Father that you are in Christ. You are in Christ. I mean, it is because God the Father you come to Jesus. Do you remember what I just said? I gave it to you? Before then, God gave Jesus Christ to you as a gift, right? You say, thank you, I receive it. When you receive it, that means God has given you to Jesus Christ. So that's why you come to the church. Secondly, God called you to come to Jesus Christ. That's why you can come to the church. And thirdly, God enabled you to come to Jesus Christ. So that's why you come to church. It is all because of God the Father that you are in Christ Jesus. And Jesus Christ has become for us wisdom from God. Jesus Christ has become for us our righteousness. Our righteousness is from Jesus Christ. And our holiness is from Jesus Christ. Our salvation, our redemption is from Jesus Christ. So put on the breastplate of righteousness. That righteousness is not your own righteousness. That's the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because you are in Jesus Christ, because you come to Him. Make sure we come to Him for power, for righteousness, for blessing. And then, with your feet filled with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. When you fight the good fight, you share the gospel of peace. How do I share the gospel of peace? You mentioned above, you sin against God. Just like David, you commit adultery, you commit murder, and yet when I confess it, when I acknowledge it, I don't cover it up, I renounce it, and I find mercy from God. That is the gospel of peace. You will have peace by cover up your sin. You will have peace when you confess it. So when you share the gospel, you share. You were among them. You are one of them. But now, by God's grace, by God's power, I walk away from them. I become an obedient child. How? Just like King David, I got up. I washed myself. I put on the lotion. I changed the cloak. I enter the temple of God and worship Him and serve Him. I don't allow myself to be controlled by the evil spirit anymore. And that's how we do it. And I found out that King David did that. And Apostle Saul did the same thing. Apostle Paul did the same thing. And now he wants us to fight the good fight to do the same thing. And we will receive the same kind of blessing. And then take up the shield of faith. Right beside the shield of faith, it's very, very important, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Right beside the faith, right like 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Have faith in the Lord. Believe in what God says in the Bible. Believe in the testimony of King David in 2 Samuel chapter 4. Believe in the testimony of Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Believe in that. Have that faith. Have faith in God and have faith in this prophet. Have faith in this apostle. You will be established. You will be upheld. You will fall. You will get the same kind of blessing. Everybody say? Now, take the helmet of salvation. I want you to remember that. You write it down. That is chapter 1, verse 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 30. Jesus Christ is my redemption. Jesus Christ is my salvation. And you also write that, 2 Samuel, chapter 12. And Nathan said to King David, all your sin has been forgiven and taken away. And you are not going to die because of that. Put on that helmet of salvation. Know that when you fight the good fight, you know that you are the children of God and God is for you, you will fall. Put on that helmet. Know that you are saved. For him. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's why you learn from King David, learn from Apostle Paul, memorize God's Word, take the sword of the Spirit, take the Word of God within your heart so that you know how to fight the good fight. Fifthly, pray in the Spirit. And King David prayed all the time. According to his Psalm chapter 55, he prays three times a day. Evening is the beginning of the day in Jewish calendar. Morning and noon time. He prays all the time. He prays on all occasions. With all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on and always keep on praying for all the saints. And pray also for the preacher who preached the Word of God. Whenever I open my mouth, word may be given to me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am their ambassador in chain. Pray that I may proclaim it, I may declare fearlessly, as I should. Our Heavenly Father, help us learn from King David, fight the good fight, and receive a crown. Help us to learn from Apostle Paul, fight the good fight, and receive the crown of righteousness. Help us not to turn back in the day of heaven. Help us to believe in your word. May your word guide us to fight the good fight. I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.